Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We are now into the third hour. Yesterday, while I was on air, my producer walked in and handed me an article titled 9/11 Bush Bashers. And it said, after debating these characters extensively, I believe people need to know who they really are. And he's Jonathan Mosley, and I think people should know who he is. And he has the courage to come on and face us today. He told me he appreciated my courage having him on. Hey, a man in the right doesn't have to have courage. He just is right, and that's the way it is. He says in here that Professor Stephen Jones, and we've reviewed the tape. We haven't found it. Maybe he's watching something different we haven't seen. And now it's been reviewed by others, and they're saying it's not there, that he supposedly called for a violent overthrow of the U.S. government. There's a lot of other stuff in here that I think needs to be addressed. Mr. Mosley, thanks for coming on with us.
Hi, how you doing?
I am doing really good. Tell us a little bit about yourself and your association with the publishing company that put out the Swift Boats Captain book for us. Can you tell us about that?
Well, I wrote the book proposal for Unfit for Command to get that published because it's actually owned by my brother-in-law. One of his authors was Barbara Olson, who was killed at the Pentagon on Flight 77.
The Solicitor General's wife, yeah.
Right. And, you know, I went to her funeral with Ted Olson and his family. And
it's a good move, personalizing it. Personalize it as if it's with your argument, then implying. In fact, that's how you open your article, Crafty. It says in here that we profane the memory of the 3,000 victims. Go ahead, you have the floor. Tell us how we profane their memory.
Because we have a foreign enemy who has attacked us and has been attacking us since 1979 and hit the World Trade Center in 1993 and tells us they want to kill us again and again. And instead of looking at the people who really killed them, they want to use it for a political point to bash George Bush and blame our country. You know, it's awfully easy to talk about technicalities.
Do you think, let's start with that. Well, let's start with that, sir. Jonathan, you say that it's Bush bashers, and then you talk about how it's liberals. Did you know that actually, I've looked at it, most people that believe 9/11 is an inside job are actually conservatives?
Well, most people I've talked to, I would have a hard time believing that, because the arguments invariably degenerate into...
Bush is no conservative, sir. So, see, I mean, out of the gates, you're claiming he's a conservative, when by every yardstick, he's not a conservative.
Well, that could be. And the issue here isn't whether, you know, it's okay to bash Bush or not. My point is that they're certainly not looking for the truth. The whole movement here is we want to know the truth about 9/11. And my argument is, no, you don't. Because you go from questions to conclusions without anything in between. And because you keep changing your story.
Mr. Mosley, you can go out and find crazy people that think no planes hit the towers and then try to strawman claim them that we, quote, keep changing our story. I haven't changed my story from before 9/11. And I asked you yesterday, I said, have you heard of Operation Northwoods? And you said that you had heard me talk about it, but that you didn't know about it. I mean, shouldn't you go find out if my claim about an official U.S. government document to carry out 9/11-style attacks, shouldn't you go find out if that exists, or you just decide that doesn't exist?
Well, I don't believe it exists, but I think that
okay.
Most of the argument here is the fallacy of the possible. You say because it could have happened, therefore it did.
No, sir. You just said you don't believe Northwoods exists, but you're not going to investigate it.
Well, I could, but how would you know?
Library of Congress, sir. It is ABC News. ABC News. Baltimore Sun. Declassified. April of 2000. Stay there, sir. Let's go through it piece by piece. In fact, I'm going to give you a minute, then I'll take a minute. I got my atomic clock right here. I'll try to be fair. Stay with us. We appreciate you joining us.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
For centuries, Salk products have been known to help people stay well in body, mind, and spirit. Soleil Wellness is a unique company that scoured the world to find the best salt-based products to help you and your family. Safe, easy-to-use, environmentally friendly products that fit into any lifestyle, decor, and can be used by anyone at any age. Soleil Wellness has a unique selection of salt-based products. Not only Himalayan gourmet salt and healing bath salts, Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, ionizing salt crystal lamps, respiratory relieving salt pipes, pain relieving pillows, and more, all designed to keep you and your family balanced and well. Visit Soleil Wellness today online at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It's not about left and right. It's about right and wrong. We wage war on corruption. We crash the lies and disinformation. About to go back to our guest, Jonathan Mosley, who a lot of folks that snipe at us won't come on and take their medicine, but he's doing it, so I got to commend him. He's getting in the arena. Get ready. I'm going to open the gates on him in a minute. The terror, conspiracy, deception, 911, and the loss of liberty, award-winning journalist and professor Jim Mars has written a new out-of-the-park book, a grand slam, and you won't be able to get it until September 11th in major stores nationwide. We have it early because I happen to, the publisher of this just so happens to be the publisher of my new documentary film that will be in stores nationwide. That's about everything but neocon Walmart, folks. So you can get The Terror Conspiracy from us several weeks before it's in major stores. You can get it right now on Infowars.com off the secure online video and bookstore shopping cart. And my new film, Terror Storm, is out. The best film I've ever made. Conclusively, right off CIA.gov, Library of Congress, members of Parliament, government experts, their own documents where the government admits they carry out hundreds of terror attacks. It's so crushing. It's going to hurt the New World Order bad. It's going to defend this republic. You want to stop the American Union. You want to stop their whole agenda. You do that by blowing the fake conservatives politically out of the water, showing how they control the liberals, how Hillary's on the payroll, Clinton's on the payroll. You expose how they're terrorists, and we can defeat them together. We can actually get the country back instead of being pacified by these government operatives out there that pose as conservatives. And then you've got the well-meaning folks out there, like Jonathan Mosley, who joins us now. Mr. Mosley, you've got the floor. You've written this big article, 911 Bush Bashers. Tell us how we're all wrong. Tell us why why we're besmirching, profaning, to use your language, the memory of the 3,000 dead on 9/11.
Well, one of the biggest things that upsets me about this is that the effect of this is to not guard us against a real enemy. Now, if there are other enemies and other people need to be bring to justice, that's fine. But we know we have an enemy out there that wants to kill us. And the effect of this is saying, drop your guard. You know, it's like a boxer, you know, letting his guard down so he can get walloped again. Now, I know that from your perspective, you don't want to be blamed for what other conspiracy theorists are saying about this. And one of the points I make is that there's a mishmash of different theories out there. And as a consequence of that, people say, oh, there's overwhelming evidence. But the overwhelming evidence is all contradicting each other. From your perspective, you want to be held accountable for your beliefs, but from the perspective of the country and people listening, they're hearing it all. And it makes, you know, I don't know how to respond to that, but we keep hearing all this craziness go back and forth, and it does keep changing. When they encounter facts, they just switch to another argument. There is only one official story, but there's hundreds of alternatives, which of course can't all be wrong. But the thing is that, there are several formats here of what happened. What got me into this, you know, considering about the memory of Barbara Olson, who I knew, is you hear these facts being asserted, and then you go back and you check on them, and the initial facts turns out to be false. Now, I don't know, that might not be true of your arguments, but it's true of an awful lot of the stuff out there, beginning with the idea that there's a 16-foot hole in the Pentagon when the engineers measured it at 90 feet, and there's hundreds of eyewitnesses. And this kind of thing. So there's a structure of an assertion of fact, and then a whole bunch of argument flowing from it. Go back and check the fact. Turns out not to hold up. The other thing is that what bothers me most is that people say, well, this is not plausible. They then suggest something that's infinitely less plausible, that there are thousands of people with no motivation to keep quiet who've all kept silent, including civilian radar operators and airline personnel. The airlines lost billions of dollars. It's just completely implausible. If you're going to argue from the idea that something is not plausible, I think the alternative needs to stand up to your own yardstick.
Okay, stop right there, because you just had 3 minutes, and I want to run over what you just said briefly, and then I'll let you continue to spout that stuff. Number one, you say people wouldn't keep quiet. FBI agent Robert Wright got up on C-SPAN at the National Press Club and held up the letter where he'll be threatened under national security for treason if he tells the public what he knows. He begins crying and breaks down and says, all I can tell you is the Bushes vacation with the Bin Ladens. That's a quote. And then we get the memorandum from the president, W199I, ordering the FBI and CIA and Defense Intelligence, Able Danger, which we now have even more on, to back off the Bin Laden operations and Hamas and Hezbollah, as well as AQ Khan Laboratories in Pakistan developing hydrogen weapons and delivery systems, and it's now all on record. And I'm sure with that you'll say it doesn't exist. I'm sorry, everything I just said does exist in triplicate mainstream news. Also, there were countless other FBI and other government people who were threatened with arrest if they wouldn't shut up. When a colonel blew the whistle, they tried to charge him for $67 of unauthorized cell phone calls to his wife. Now, this is the type of stuff that's going on. They threatened Sybil Edmonds with arrest. All of this, so just don't try it. Also, don't try to say they couldn't keep something this big secret. They used drills to smoke screen it, compartmentalized inside these different government agencies, and they kept the Manhattan Project secret with over 100,000 employees for 4 years and other facets of it secret for over a decade. Then you say Pentagon, which I've always said is a honeypot by design, and I haven't messed with it, but I've stated on record that clearly what they show in the news is a 16-foot hole, then it collapses, and it is 75 to 95 feet, depending on which thing you talk about. Then you talk about how we have all these different stories, but the government has one unified story. They've given five different reasons for Building 7 falling. Now they say they don't know why. They said there were no steel columns in the middle of Tower 1 and 2, when they had the biggest columns you can put in a building that size, 47 4-foot-around giant steel-reinforced columns. You've got the entire commission being called independent, being appointed by George Bush. You've got a bunch of the commission on the Carlyle Group payroll, Zelikow and the rest of them. Now, I'm going to stop right there. And I'm just going to add that a lot of these people putting out the no planes at the Pentagon thing, I predicted stuff like this would happen. This is a classic setup where they put out ridiculous disinfo on purpose, building straw men. A lot of these are operatives. So then you guys can come discredit false stories. Go ahead. You've got three more minutes.
Okay, well, of course, we kept the Manhattan Project secret because the people working on it knew it was in favor of their country and were patriots. No one watching the mass murder on television remember, the World Trade Center site was owned by the firefighters for weeks. They were looking for their buddies and their
colleagues. And on record, they reported they found the black boxes and were ordered to shut up about it. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, but they found the passports. Two of them magically didn't get. The firefighters, many of them, think there were bombs in the buildings and think it's an inside job. The head of the biggest victims family group says that he believes it's an inside job now, and the majority of his members do. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I cut in on you. I apologize.
All right. But they didn't. Okay, look. To demolish the building, the way I understand it, is argued, you'd have to have 43,000 demolition devices, 236 steel columns around the outside, some number inside, some people say 47. Then you times 80 or 90 floors, because you wouldn't know which floor.
Well, that's not true. It would take a few hundred devices in Tower 1 with just larger explosives, and it would take several hundred devices in Building 7 with the classic bottom-down crimp blow.
Well, but of course, the news footage shows it falling from the top down. No controlled demolition in history has ever been from the top down.
That's what I just said. Tower 1 and 2 were blown from the top down. You can see the squibs as they explode. Mm-hmm. I'm saying 7 was the classic demolition.
But the technical arguments, this is where they're all inconsistent. The technical arguments are that the falling weight from above would not be enough to sever the lower
floor. Well, let's do this. Let's say that magically passports flew out undamaged, but everything else was destroyed. No discernible remains. Let's just say that the planes made those fall. Okay, Building 7. What are you going to fall back on? Which one of the five stories that the government gives us are you going to give us on 7?
Well, I don't. Something like that. I don't think there's an official story. There's an.
Wait, I thought you said there's one official story, sir. No, there's five. There's five, and they've abandoned all five.
No, well,
have you actually read the NIST report like I have? Have you actually read the entire 9/11
yes.
Commission report?
I've read the NIST report on World Trade Center 7. Look, if you go back, and I have the news footage that I recorded from the day of and that week. If you look at the one tower collapsed neatly, the other tower collapsed very messy. There are chunks coming out of that top as big as 10, 10 houses together.
Well, they blew it in sections. They blew it in the metal was cut off perfectly in two-story and one-story sections, perfectly sliced. Then they said no cameras, no photos.
Well, how would they do that without 43,000 separate demolition devices? If they're only
major companies could have wired each one of those towers in 2 weeks apiece. They had major drills, they had evacuations, they had major floors closed down, they had all sorts of weird people. I've talked to the janitorial staff that were in there, just like Oklahoma City that Clinton pulled off. When they caught the different guys in there with the gray sticks of butter drilling the columns, they told them they were maintenance people.
Okay, well, you would have to drill the columns because you would have to put the explosive directly against.
Not if
the
they're
steel.
Big enough, but yeah, they did drill in Oklahoma City. Jane Graham, the head of HUD, witnessed them doing it.
Okay, but then you need miles.
No, Bill Clinton
of wire.
Didn't do it. He's nice.
And you need miles of wire. And demolition experts have looked at that and said you always.
No, you don't need miles of wire. You can go off a synchronized radio beacon.
Okay, but you couldn't synchronize different floors that way. With have you ever tried to take a radio?
No, you have different layers on different radio frequencies.
Have you ever tried to take a radio inside of a big steel building?
Sure, the government has all sorts of systems, and they use radio a lot on these buildings.
Okay, but steel is.
You're not answering Building 7, sir. The middle collapses. It perfectly falls in on itself in a perfect little pile.
But that isn't what happened. What happened was is that the top, a demolition, it involved blowing out the bottom floors. There's no demolition in history. And why would anybody try it? It would be unprecedented.
Wait a minute. Building 7 was the classic where you blow out the central column, then you blow out the outside columns, and it falls in on itself perfectly. It fell at the speed of an apple.
But it fell from the top down, not from the bottom up.
No. Building 7 fell from the bottom, sir.
No, you look at it. The penthouse, the first thing.
Well, no, the NIST report says it fell from the bottom down.
No, the first change is the penthouse.
No, sir. That's how you do it with a bottom down. You blow the central column so that that goes first on every Las Vegas demolition. It's a classic one. Okay, you're confused. They blow the central column. It falls. Then the outside columns are blown, and so it falls in on itself. Come on. Oh, fine. We'll hear more from you. You're going to be with us for till 45 after, maybe longer.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Ted Anderson from Midas. Today is September 22nd, 2006. Gold opened at $589.70, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $621.81. Again, that's $621.81 to purchase 1 ounce gold coins. With a slow economy, real estate prices dropping, the war on terrorism, the economic climate in the United States is questionable. U.S. citizens work a third of their life just to cover their tax liabilities. Bankruptcies continue to weaken financial institutions. Midas is offering a hard-hitting report by Greg McCoach covering the 7 reasons for gold to move higher, calling for $1,000 an ounce, exposing the debt structure, central bank buying, the China effect, and much more. Call today for a free copy, 800-686-2237. Our government may be bound to repeat, so arm yourself with knowledge, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that Bible prophecy talks about the United States, British Commonwealth, Russia, China, and the communist world in the last days? Did you know that it predicts the confrontation between atheistic communism and the Western world of Christianity? The plans have already been laid and they conform to Bible prophecy. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening and more about Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free 1-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call for a 1-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. It's free. Call now while our operators are standing by to take your call.
You know, I really wish I could just power my place with solar. That's what I was saying to myself over and over again for years, until I found out about Ken Solar. Ken has been working with solar power for over a decade and has designed systems for people all over the world. He's put together customized alternative energy packages for everything from powering the local supermarket all the way down to portable solar power generators. On-grid, off-grid, big systems, or tiny systems, Ken has the proven experience to design a tailored alternative energy system that's just right for you and your budget. He'll also show you how a system can pay for itself in the first month. So if you're looking for solar, check out Ken Solar. Tell Ken you heard about him on GCN, and he'll give you an additional 10% off your order. Just point your browser at kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
There is. Jonathan Mosley is our guest, attorney at law living in Virginia. Professor Jim Fetzer, the founder and the head of 9/11 Scholars for Truth, has called in. We've also got Barry Hamish listening, and I'll try to get him on in the next segment, and maybe I'll just try to keep our guests the entire hour, because this is, people are just going wild to hear this. I would just add on the imploding and falling buildings. No modern steel building had ever collapsed from fire. He claims one that did, but that was a separate, smaller, older construction. And, I mean, you know, top scientists, the University of Edinburgh is on record, and BBC saying one's never fallen. They just tried to burn a building down over a month period with different experiments. They couldn't do it. That was on BBC last week. And we had the Madrid fire with 100-foot white-hot flames. The big columns didn't collapse. How do you respond to that, Mr. Mosley?
They're not uniform, identical things. The idea is if one falls from ordinary fire, that proves that the temperature from ordinary fire can compromise steel.
So we just got three of those in one day, not anywhere else, but three in one day, one spot.
Well,
okay.
When you talk about three in one day, that's language of randomness, which indicates that there must be a causal element. There is. There's a terrorist attack that affected all three, so that's not surprising. But the thing is the McCormick, look, people say no building ever fell from fire alone. I got on the internet 5 minutes later, I came up with a dozen that have partially or totally collapsed.
That is not true. Floors have collapsed, not the main central. You can go to some old building, some 1900. We're talking about modern steel buildings. You know what? I'll let you get more into that, sir. But right now, I want to give Professor Fetzer, who you really hit the hardest in here, a chance to ask you some questions. Professor Fetzer, go ahead and make your statements.
Yes, many of the claims this guy made during this internet exchange were actually corrected online. He nevertheless went ahead and put them, even knowing better, knowing that they were false or blunders, he nevertheless included them in his article. Now, this guy's, for example, McCormick Place was a convention center. It wasn't a steel structure, high-rise with welded and redundant features like the Twin Towers. So he simply pretends he doesn't know the difference. If he doesn't know the difference, he's incompetent. If he does know the difference, he's corrupt. He's been fanatical, even obsessive, about posting attacks on members of scholars. I did a search, for example, Alex, on recent Mosley posts. On the 23rd of July, he put up 19. On the 1st of August, 22. On the 15th of August, he posted 15 attacks. His typical style was to post, and as soon as there was a response, he'd post again immediately. His whole style was immature and juvenile. If he was advancing serious arguments about our findings, they might have been justified in spite of that, but they committed elementary fallacies.
Well, stop there, Professor. I want to give him a chance to respond. We'll hold you over, and both of you are gracious to come on. My concern here is that he says that Professor Jones advocated the overthrow of the U.S. government. We've watched the tape. No one can find that. Mr. Mosley, I'm confused here. You're a smart guy. You're a lawyer. Where on that C-SPAN footage did Jones advocate the overthrow of the U.S. government?
About 80% through the tape, there's a question. Can our aims be satisfied without violent overthrow of the government? Professor Jones responds, echoing the Declaration of Independence, and ends up saying no. It cannot be. There it gains.
Alex, I hate to say there's been a gross misrepresentation by Mr. Mosley, but I've been in contact with Steve Jones.
And no, we have Professor Jones' comments that he emailed us now up on jonesreport.com.
That's but right. This is ridiculous. It's outrageous and even libelous that he makes these kinds of things up, Steve.
Okay, well, what did he exactly say then, Professor?
It's on the tape. He said there is no peaceful means to achieve our goals.
That's wrong. That's false, untrue, and completely not what he said. He denied it. I was there. He said we have to use constitutional means. He specifically endorsed impeachment. You obviously took something out of context.
Just like the no planes hit, we didn't see what we saw. It was on national television for everybody to see. We didn't see it because it was some kind of mind control.
Who's making that claim? You're now just picking from different sources to try to make together some kind of inconsistent theory.
He's now implying that we're saying that and we're denying that. We're telling you, sir, that we've gone and watched the tape, and your interpretation of what he said is out of left field.
Everybody can watch it for themselves.
They certainly can and discover television. That you're committing a libelous act.
Well, I'm a lawyer, and I would know better.
You ought to know better, but you commit such elementary fallacies, I don't think you could pass the
question. Where does this come from saying that Fetzer's attacking Jews? Because I've never heard, Fetzer's pretty liberal. I haven't ever heard him criticize Jews.
I didn't say that. I said some of the others are, but I cannot, about 90% of the discussion that we've had on the internet and discussion groups, I cannot.
Well, wait a minute. Let me read back in here. Professor Fetzer, isn't there a part, I've got the three-page article.
Of course.
I mean, isn't there a part in here where he does say that?
Yeah. He said I accused him of being a Jew because he was attacking our position.
Oh, yes, that's correct.
And
I do have an email in which he, said I'm probably a Jew.
Well, stay there, both of you. I mean, let's get to the bottom of this. Because, obviously the indication there is, ooh, he He just wanted to know if I was a Jew. I'm just totally confused by that. Professor Fetzer and I have been criticized for not saying it's Israel that carried out the attacks.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 888-8-XANADU. And ask for George.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Back to Jonathan Mosley, who wrote the big WorldNet Daily article getting so much attention, 9/11 Bush bashers. And we got to be fair with him. We got to give him some time to respond here. But, Fetzer, you go ahead and finish up so we can do this one at a time. Finish your points that you wanted to make.
Well, he's playing several games, Alex. One is that I asked him who he was. I sent him an email and asked him about his background because he was acting in such an obsessive, compulsive fashion. And I truly believe this had to be a child. In fact, I would insist that this man, he may be older, but he acts like a child. And I suggested this person, if I had to guess, was about 15 years old, very bright, probably Jewish, possibly a resident of Brooklyn, attending a scientific technological high school, who believes he's superior to everyone else and has an obsession to try to prove it. But I was commenting on his behavior, not the subject of his
Jewish.
Second of all, here's a couple of examples of the shoddy quality of his argument. He says the Twin Towers can't have come down as the result of controlled demolition because they blow out the first and second floor so the building fall down into its own footprint. But I pointed out to him online before he published this article that was an equivocation. He's just talking about the standard kind of controlled demolition, as in the case of Building 7. I pointed out then and emphasized we're talking about a special kind of controlled demolition. It's still a controlled demolition just because it's from the top down. It's not the standard kind, that's all. So that's just
But Building 7 was from the bottom down.
Yeah, Building 7 was a standard controlled demolition, just like we see in Las Vegas.
A few minutes ago, he was saying that wasn't the case. Is that what you're saying, Jonathan?
The video show, it's definitely not the case.
What is definitely not the case?
It fell from the top down.
Well, now you're seeing a blast on the bottom cause the center pillar to fall, so you see the penthouse fall.
This is clear evidence the guy is completely incompetent to discuss these issues. Okay. All these classic demolitions we see in Las Vegas over and over again.
Below the central column.
You have the slight indentation at the top coincidental with the blowing up of the bottom. They blow out some beams in the center to ensure it will implode, fall toward the center.
I know, Professor, but let him counter. Let him have some time. Go ahead.
Okay. But there was no blowing out of the bottom floors as a classic dem. Plus, the thesis is, see, Professor Fetzer is a philosophy professor who cannot stay on the topic. The thesis being tested is, number one, everyone says, these fell exactly like a controlled demolition. Now I'm suspicious. You go back and you say, no, it didn't fall exactly like a controlled demolition. Now he's saying it's a special controlled demolition that nobody's ever seen before. Okay, but the original thesis was, we're suspicious because it looked like a controlled demolition when it doesn't.
Well, but that's stupid. Because
Mr. Mosley, let me say something. Sir, we say that because the firefighters reported bombs and explosions, and they reported squibs, and on all the videos, 7, 1, and 2, you see the blast points, sir.
No, you don't. You see the ordinary piston effect of air being, or of an entire floor being compressed down to nothing.
But they're not saying 7 was a pancake. And pancaking wouldn't do that. Before it's even pancaking being blown up, you see the blast sometimes as much as 2 seconds before.
I videotaped it from the day. I just looked at the video. No, you don't see that. I mean, this is the problem.
I don't know what video you're talking about, sir. We have blasts going out, in some cases, 10 floors below.
No, that's exactly what you don't see. If you had a controlled demolition, you see floors that are completely undisturbed.
You're just, you know, I don't think you're stupid. I think you're just trying to put doubts in people's minds, sir. And by the way, we've proven this controlled demolition. You can keep stating that we haven't. I will just state this. We have the public officials warned not to fly. We have the PNAC boys saying they need a terror attack. We have the NORAD drills. That's why NORAD stood down, with the CIA targeting the exact same places at the exact same times. We have the official Northwoods plan to carry out these type of attacks. We have the CIA operations like Ajax, where they declassified that our government stages terror attacks. That's why you and your guys have got a big problem.
No, because that you're arguing about the possible. Because something could have happened, therefore it did.
No, sir, the government admits it's carried out terror attacks.
He talks about logical fallacies, Alex. He commits a beauty in this article, and I pointed it out to him already online before he published it. Namely, he says, because different conspiracy theories are inconsistent with one another, they must all be false. But the only inference you can follow is that they can't all be true. One of them could be true. I mean,
saying if you have a theory of the speed of light, and just because 10 people are wrong about their theory, including the government's story, one of them is right. So, to say because there's an argument, every form of science and research and, you know, detectives at a cop shop, they're going to be disagreeing, but somebody's going to be right.
No, as I pointed out to Professor Fetzer online, that they claim to have evidence proving all of these different inconsistent theories. What? And if there is evidence proving all of them,
that's interpretive.
I pointed out to him that that's also a fallacy, because if you only take part of the evidence, you can prove one. So you have to take into account all the relevant evidence. He's a master at what's called special pleading and taking only part of the evidence. He's committed another blunder. This guy could not get through a critical thinking class that I teach to our freshmen.
Well, I hope you take that course, because you can't stay on one topic.
Well, sir, can you specifically, going back to Jones, can you specifically tell us where... Well, number one, you are saying here that he agreed with the overthrow of the government, and I've watched those tapes over and over again. I never saw that or heard that. Can you specifically tell me what Jones said?
Yes, he was asked, is there a way to achieve our goals without a violent overthrow? He then echoed the Declaration of Independence preamble, which is a call for revolution, deliberately echoing the language and format, which is an argument for revolution, and then ended up saying, there is no peaceful way to achieve our means.
This is completely false and misleading. He said we have to follow the Constitution.
Well, we're going
to
get the exact clip, and we're going to post it. We're doing a big story on this because, you know, this goes into the psychology of people like Mr. Mosley. But again, I can't help but appreciate him, Jim. At least he will come on and debate us and go head to head with us. But what about this? After debating these characters extensively, and then the first person you talk about is me, Alex Jones. You have never talked to me, Mr. Mosley. I don't spend my time trolling around on message boards, and frankly, I wish Fetzer and others wouldn't. It's a complete waste of time. But I'm trying to understand here why you're implying that you debated me.
You've been included on almost all of the emails back and forth. I don't know if you've read them or choose to participate. But
Alex, that means if you put your name on a list.
Well,
if you put your name on a list, then you're included in the debate.
I didn't put your name. I mean, Mr. Fetzer and his colleagues put your name on the list. I didn't.
I didn't put Alex's name on the list. You're making this stuff up. You just make this stuff up as you go along.
Could we actually debate for a moment?
You know what? You get a minute, then Jim gets a minute, and then I want to go to Barry Hamish if he's still there to get a comment, but go ahead.
Okay, the structure here is we have a thesis. We have to stay on the topic. Professor Fetzer is a master at changing, tap dancing around and changing the topic when he gets caught. The thesis is structural steel fails under the temperatures of ordinary fires. The McCormick Place was a 1960 building, just like the World Trade Center. It did not have to bear the load of 110 floors. It was a heavy steel building. It was the premier exhibition hall in America. And under ordinary fire, in 30 minutes, the steel fails. Now, the issue
you're
is
talking
not
about a lightly built convention center that has an umbrella roof and is not a heavy supportive structure. Those things are outward a husk and then have a light topping, cheap construction. Everybody knows that. I can't believe you're trying this argument, but go ahead.
Stay on the topic. The topic is the temperature.
I've studied that building. You guys always use that building. That's ridiculous.
Is the temperature of an ordinary fire sufficient to weaken and compromise structural steel? Answer, yes.
No, it's not. Let Fetzer counter that. Jim, go
ahead. Completely false. The melting point of structural steel is 2,800 degrees Fahrenheit. The highest temperature a jet-based fuel fire can attain is 1,800 degrees. There's a 1,000-degree difference. The Underwriters Laboratory certified the steel used in the towers to 2,000 degrees up to 6 hours. The temperatures never got anywhere near there. They estimated closer to 500 degrees. This is completely ridiculous. In fact, there was a fire in 1975 in the North Tower on the 13th of February that burned much hotter and much longer. It burned.
And I got to add this: the firefighters reported that in both towers the fires were almost out, and to call up more ladders to save the people, and there were people standing in the holes right for minutes, waving for help without burning or without being singed, begging for helicopter rescue that never came. Inches away from pillars that seconds later, as they talked on cell phones, blew up. Now, go ahead. We got to give him some time. Go ahead and finish up what you were saying, Jonathan.
The same Underwriters Lab, in their study of World Trade Center, cited McCormick Place and a dozen other steel structures that have partially or completely failed for the proposition in Underwriters Lab's view that structural steel does
fail. No, they told the engineers that did the study to shut up and lie, and they wouldn't do it, so they got fired.
No, the Underwriters Lab, because Mr. Fetzer, Professor Fetzer is again changing the subject. Nobody is melting steel. The issue, does it bend and expand so it shears bolts, breaks connectors, warps the structure? It doesn't have to melt.
This was a welded steel structure with an intricate lattice, redundant support system. It was very sophisticated. It cannot have suffered from a pancake kind of collapse. I got a structural engineer on this website to correct him on McCormick Place and on the capacity of the Twin Towers to subject to pancake collapse. He simply ignores it. When this guy is corrected, he just goes ahead and repeats his own phony arguments, whether they commit equivocation or logical blunders or no matter what. He has the mind of a 15-year-old, and he's obsessed to prove himself correct, no matter how wrong he may be.
Plus, because Professor Fetz comes back with Drek. He talks about melting steel instead of structural collapse.
Listen, the University of Edinburgh, with their top engineers, for a month, every day, tried to burn down a 24-story steel building, similar construction. They couldn't get anything to even weaken. All they could get was sheetrock to cave in. Okay? They burned it day after day. BBC just aired it. They said they couldn't believe that Tower 1, 2, and 7 fell. That's why they did the major study.
Okay.
Now I'm going to stop you. And there are a lot of other engineers saying this. Kevin Ryan is saying this. Countless others are saying this. And I don't understand how. Listen, it's been
professor
well known that buildings are safe.
Professor.
Listen. Edinburgh's doing these tests because they say this changes insurance, everything. If buildings will suddenly collapse from kerosene, coal-burning fuel, black-burning, you know, smoke, low-oxygen flames, I mean, you could run through this stuff. If this is the case, then the laws of physics have been suspended. Go ahead.
Did they hit it with 104 tons of aircraft traveling 540 miles
If that was the case, it would have happened by the time the fires hit their peak level. Fires had already diminished by over 90%.
Steve, he knows these arguments are phony. I pointed out repeatedly that Frank DeMartini, who was a construction manager on the World Trade Center, had observed that they were designed to withstand the impact of the largest then commercial airline as Boeing 707.
Two of them.
Yeah, whose impact, he said, would be analogous to sticking a pencil through mosquito netting. Now, this guy either doesn't know any better, in which case he's incompetent, or he knows better, in which case he's corrupt. There are no alternatives. He's either incompetent or corrupt.
Namuru Yamasaki, the designer of the towers, went on record saying they could take multiple jumbo jet hits.
Nobody tested that, did they? And a Boeing 707 is half the mass.
Sir, do you understand the molecular nature of aluminum when it hits giant steel columns and concrete? It's a joke, sir.
And do you understand the bomb effect of 30,000 kilograms of jet fuel going off in the middle, in the center of the building is a gigantic bomb?
Most of that fuel burned off in the giant
They've done analysis, sir, of the pounds per square inch pressure generated by that fuel detonating, and it is thousands of times too weak to even blow out the smallest columns. That's ridiculous. We know exactly how much C4 it takes properly jacketed to cut columns. This is hard to do.
Look at Dr. Frank Greening's extensive and excellent article, which analyzes all the energy on this. And if you have a gigantic bomb going off in the center of the building from 30,000 kilograms, that's 30 tons of jet fuel exploding, you're mangling the entire interior.
Yeah, you would have had that damage even if you believe your phony science, and then it would have broken off or slumped or bent. It wouldn't go boom, 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 and blow off in clear little easy sections. Is Barry Hamish still there? Hold on just a second, guys. Is Barry Hamish still there, Scott? Barry Hamish is a writer written for major papers in Israel. I believe he's here in the U.S., and I'm just going to give him a minute or so. I don't even know what subject he's calling in on. Then I'll let both of you gentlemen continue to the end of the hour. Please stay with us, Fetzer and Mosley. Barry Chamish, thank you for coming on with us. What's on your mind?
I was helped on, actually. Look, the business of Jews and 9/11 and all that, look, the architect of... the World Trade Center is on my email list. He's been writing me for the last 4 years. Now, he always had difficulties with it, but now he's coming out and going public. His name is Aaron Swirsky. He lives in Netanya, and now he's just saying that we designed the building to take any sort of a plane, and he doesn't believe the planes brought it down.
And what's his name?
His name is Aaron Swirsky. He lives in Netanya. As I said, I've been corresponding with him for years. Now,
Barry Chamish, I've been meaning to get you on the air, and we finally got your number. Let me get your number again as backup, and then try to give me his email. I'd like to interview him now. I know we have chief engineers, the chief designer, Yamasaki. What area of design would Aaron Swartzky be involved in?
I'm going to get you his number. If I have to, I'll phone Israel and get it for you. And we'll see what he says.
What do you think about Jonathan Mosley saying that he doesn't believe there was any government involvement?
Well, that's ridiculous. I mean, look, the fact of the matter is there are ties to Israel, and one of the most disturbing is Menachem Atzmon. During the 1980s, the Likud party had two accountants. One was Menachem Atzmon, the other one was Ehud Olmert. Atzmon was head of security for Logan and Newark airports on September 11th. He determined who got on planes and who didn't.
Well, I know Haaretz reported that Odigo did indeed warn his employees. That's not an urban legend. That's from Israel. But I personally don't believe Israel could carry it out. But I certainly believe they knew it was going on. But
it's not just Israel. we had a war supposedly over. We have a guy named Seymour Hersh claiming that the CFR, the so-called neocons, approved the war, and that Israel took the air for 2.5 weeks with no ground troops to see what it would be like to bomb Iraq, and we're getting all terrible, terrible loss of young Israeli lives.
Barry, I got to leave you there. Let me get you on as a guest, great journalist. Get his number, because I know he's traveling around right now, for me, Scott, and we'll get him on next week if he can. Thank you, Barry. We're going to go out of break to a final segment with both our guests. We appreciate them both being here with us. Jonathan Mosley, I'm going to let you take us out of this segment. Go ahead.
Well, again, there are hundreds of alerts every year. This is what bothers me. People are constantly being warned that there's chatter or something like that. The fact that some security person got it from authorities and passed it down, that's happening constantly and was always happening constantly.
But the media then tried to claim that it was just an urban legend and no one was warned. Why didn't they just say what you just said?
Well, I don't know, but I remember hearing warnings during the summer of 2001 before anyone knew there was going to be a 9/11.
Yeah, from me, probably.
Could be.
Stay there, both of you. Final segment with Jim Fetzer and our guest, Jonathan Mosley, who wrote this savage hit piece on myself. But I think it's great. They're going to go to my website, Infowars.com. They're going to find out the truth. They're going to join us to defend this republic. I know it's hard to believe our government did this. But it's not our government. It's globalists. They're the same ones getting rid of our borders right now. They're the same ones giving away our ports.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Our terrorist cells are prime terror targets located near you. Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Stop the the Terrorists, Stopping People That Carried Out 9/11. We're carrying the new book, The Terror Conspiracy, by Jim Mars. You can't even get for, what, 20 days, then it'll be on bookstore shelves nationwide. And my new film, Terror Storm, get it at InfoWars.com. The official final DVD is out with the 66 minutes of extras, including Professor Jones and Fetzer's speeches. It's excellent, so get that at InfoWars.com. Get it, make copies, get it out to everyone. It's having a huge effect. Professor Fetzer, just in closing here, anything else you'd like to say about 9/11? Or
well, I think that Mosley's last point well illustrates his incapacity to come to grips with the facts in this matter. He said that the plane that actually hit the building was very different than the 707s that they were designed to accommodate, and in fact, precisely the opposite is the case. I routinely lecture on this. The physical properties, the mass and even the fuel capacity of these planes are very comparable. And I found at least three other engineers who agreed with Frank DeMartini that the buildings were constructed to withstand the impact of those airliners. So his point here is either deliberately deceiving us or he's utterly incompetent because he has no familiarity with the facts of the case.
Well, I mean, let's ask him, why are you doing this? I think he's told us he doesn't believe the story we've put out. I guess he believes the official story. I know when he says that there's one official story, that is not the case. The government constantly is changing its story, or maybe Jonathan's missed that. Jonathan, your comments?
Well, the Boeing website reports the mass fully loaded is being double for the Boeing, for the aircraft that hit the World Trade Center than a 707. And the theory in the 60s was that an aircraft going around 180 miles an hour lost from the airport might hit it. Philosophy professor Fetzer apparently doesn't know that the kinetic energy increases with the square of speed.
Well, listen, you're a lawyer. He's a professor. We all have rights to have our views and study, but you keep implying by saying he's a philosophy professor that we don't have a bunch of scientists trained in engineering and physics that have come to the same conclusion.
He appears
not even to know that my PhD is in the history of science and the philosophy of science. The history of science is dominated by physics. He doesn't understand I published 27 books on technical subjects and have taught critical thinking, logic, and scientific reasoning for 35 years.
And the history of
philosophy. I can spot blunders when they occur, and you commit them all the time. I've explained them to you, and you went ahead and published them anyway. That's completely irresponsible, and the product is intellectual rubbish.
Well, this is what Kevin Ryan said, and we'll get to the bottom of it. He's emailed WorldNet Daily, and instead of the numerous false statements made in the article by John Mosley that you recently published, at least one should remain result in legal action. Anyone who actually listened to the C-SPAN broadcast and 9/11 Scholars Group can clearly hear that Mosley's quote of Stephen Jones is inaccurate, to say the least. Dr. Jones did not say that there is no peaceful way to achieve the group's goals, and Dr. Jones has not promoted violence in any of his presentations. A correction of this libelous error might be wise choice. Thanks, Kevin Ryan, UL Laboratories, former underwriter, engineer. You want to comment to his email he's put out?
Millions of people saw it.
I think this guy ought to be reported to the Board of Ethics that in his domain. This is completely unethical and corrupt behavior.
Well, Mr. Professor Fetzer repeatedly says that the weight of one floor is not enough to bring down subsequent floors, knowing full well that 29 floors to 35
floors. Mosley, you're jumping around. We're talking about Steve Jones and your libel of him. He didn't say what you claim.
We're talking about why the University of Minnesota should fire you, Mr. Professor Fetzer, because you're specifically lying. You
continually promoted me. They made me a distinguished McKnight University professor. You better check it out, Mosley. Your facts and your logic is atrocious.
All right, listen, we're out of time. We are out of time, ladies and gentlemen. Professor Fetzer, thank you for coming on.
My pleasure, Alex.
Jonathan Mosley, will we see more articles from you?
Well, I didn't get to debate or say much here. I guess you might, especially on thermite.
You got probably 20 minutes to talk. It's not fair. You've gotten to say plenty. Well, listen, you can come back on. We'll set you back up next week. God bless, folks.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.